it's a really worrying thing for us as an industry, because this is a much more virulent strain of mildew than we've seen in the past, and it seems to be one for which we've not yet got a ready control. So always a risk and always a great concern.
What do you think of the response so far in terms of getting the processors, the growers and the government all together and TIA to talk about research? Is that really the only way to tackle this?
I believe so, because all of the obvious answers have been tried. And as I said before, it seems to be a strain that we haven't come across before. So we've got to look at how it's managed in particular stages of growth and what the outcomes will be in terms of poppy assay at the end of the process. So there's a few things we need to look at, and that will take a bit of time, unfortunately.
Is there a risk to the industry? We've heard there's no biosecurity risk, but in terms of reputational damage, that sort of thing, is that a concern at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. One of the reasons that Tasmania's been so successful in cornering the market for growing opium poppies is that we are such a reliable producer. We don't have floods, we don't have cyclones, we don't have significant droughts, and we can deliver year in, year out, quality products that's consistently in line with the requirements of the processor. If this does anything to harm that reputation, then clearly it's a risk. I think it's an important reminder for us as an industry and as growers in Tasmania about how important biosecurity is, in that we need to ensure that we don't become complacent. There's certainly risks to all our crops, and poppies are one of them, and we need to make sure that we've done everything we can to deal with that. The conversation that we'll be having a little bit further down the track with the stakeholders in the industry is the importance of looking at, well, if not this time, next time, and ensuring that we've got biosecurity measures in place, particularly looking at poppy growers, the poppy industry, getting involved in and understanding the plant health deed and the requirements and benefits that come from that biosecurity security. And we haven't done that to date.
So there has been a missing step in that process, in your view?
Well, poppies aren't part of the deed. Poppies have not been engaged at any stage that I can remember. In the biosecurity discussions around the establishment of the plant health deed, there's been no poppy engagement at all, even though from time to time the hand's been held out to them. The view has been, oh, no, look, it's okay, we can deal with this. My view is we can't take that risk.